Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And a very good morning to you. Hope you are doing well. On this Saturday, we are well into December now. December 9th.
I know. Hard to believe. Where did the year go?
I don't know, but I was just counting this morning. It's only about, 11 or 12 more days till the shortest day of the year.
And then things start getting longer.
Woo-hoo. Yes. We so deserve it. I mean, after that atmospheric river, what was that anyways?
Yes.
It was nonstop rain.
Yes. And then some people were calling it the pineapple. There's nothing pineapple-y about that or tropical. No. Atmospheric river, all the flooding and stuff.
It was sad to see that people were affected by it, lost and all of that. But nature.
It'd be interesting to see if the suicide rate went up during the the atmospheric river, where everybody's shut in with the gray and the rain. Mm-hmm. So if you're already depressed.
Right. Oh, boy.
That could be a trigger.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Well,
but we're not depressed.
We're not depressed.
No,
the good
we're
news
not.
Is 10 more days and then there'll be more light.
That's right.
Yes.
There'll be light a little more each day.
Yes. And although I enjoy turning my Christmas lights on, I don't like doing it at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Well,
It's like, wait a minute.
It's true.
Right. Oh, boy. Well, we are here in the studio. Hi there. Good morning. I'm Lynette, Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and we're taking your calls this morning. Here's that number to get through and be one of the first ones with your questions today. 1-800-465-8770. All right, doctors, what is making news right now in medicine, leading edge medicine?
Not a whole lot.
Not a lot?
No.
Okay. And that could be a good thing.
That's
especially
a good thing. No disasters.
Okay.
Really. Although I went to the Christmas Lane or the Snowflake Lane parade last night down in Bellevue.
Where?
Yeah. I was appalled. I mean, I love the parade. I love the music and the fake snow with the soap suds drifting down through the sky.
You know? I washed mine out today.
But I saw probably 20 young people in the parade outside, dancing along, still wearing their COVID masks.
No.
I said, you poor kids have been totally brainwashed by some adults or politicians in your life. What on hell are you doing outside in the parade in the middle of the night, dancing along wearing your COVID mask? God almighty.
Wow.
The power of fear that they have instilled in these kids.
Wow.
It's awful. Oh, well.
Take that thing off.
Take that thing off and enjoy your life, kid. Come on.
There you go.
Anyway.
And if you really, really, really need that, don't be in a snowflake parade with a bunch of people around.
If you're 80 years old and you're undergoing chemotherapy or radiation for your cancer, by all means, put your mask on.
Yes, we understand that, yes.
But if you're 17, 18 years old, you're lean, you're happy, and you're actually feeling good enough to be dancing down the street waving a flag, take the damn mask off.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
oh.
Oh,
well. All right. Well, anything going on health-wise, anything that you can see on the horizon that we're looking forward to?
Well, no, I'll give you a report, though. We've started using semaglutide. Yeah, that stuff is, the prescription version is like $1,000 to $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a compounding pharmacy that's getting it to us a whole lot cheaper, mm-hmm. like $160 or so.
Wow. Yeah. And what is that for, semaglutide?
Yeah, it's for weight loss.
Okay. Oh, like the Ozempic.
Yeah. It's okay. The same stuff.
Okay.
Only it's compounded. But we're testing it out on some of our staff before we offer it to patients. And you start with a very low dose. The first month, you're supposed to take 1/10 of 1 cc each week. And the second month, 0.2. And the third month, 0.3 or something. You just kind of walk it up slowly. And you're not supposed to feel much effect until you get up to the higher doses. So you figure the first month or two, you're not going to feel much.
Right.
And so my wife and I are in the test subject because, mm-hmm. you know, she thinks she's fat with her size 00 pants and extra small shirt.
And no, she's not.
And I am, you know, always one of the first test monkeys of everything we do. So I took my little shot. And Banting took her shot. Now, she felt nothing so far, and you're not supposed to.
Right.
We've now had it for 2 weeks in a row, and at the low dose, you're not supposed to get an effect. I have had a profound effect, even at that tiny, tiny dose.
Mm.
I just must be exquisitely sensitive to it.
Right.
But I lose my appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I can't finish a meal. I just not hungry. I get halfway through the meal. By the time the next meal comes, I'm really hungry because I haven't eaten much of the last meal, but I get started eating, and halfway through, I'm
Full again.
Done.
Yeah,
And I'm noticing that things taste much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to really enjoy coffee,
mm-hmm.
and I can't drink much coffee now because it tastes so strong and so bitter to me. And even this great big mug that I bring in here that I usually put tea in, typically, because it's a great big thermos thing, I put in 2 or 3 tea bags, and I can't even do that. I can only use 1 tea bag even in the big dilute solution because it tastes too strong to tolerate.
Right.
So, you know, we go from my wife who feels nothing to me who is really powerfully impacted by the lowest dose that you're not supposed to feel anything from.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's, first of all, I appreciate you're doing this for us because it is very, very helpful because, longevity patients have had the advantage of, you know, our doctors talking to them about weight optimization, and everything that we do is geared towards helping them, but they have to do the work for it.
Mm-hmm.
With this medication, the medication helps a little bit more than average, and so it becomes easier for people. However, it's, prescription is, as you said, very expensive. Many times prescription claims are denied because patients don't qualify with the medical diagnoses. And so patients are not able to access the drugs, but then compounding pharmacies are telling us that they can provide us some of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot guarantee it's the same as the drug, but it is a similar compound,
right.
And it may or may not work. So therefore, you're using it before it really helps us.
That's right.
And so, you know, we can talk to our patients about it. And, you know, we've been listening and reading the literature and waiting by the sidelines, waiting to see what happens, because new drugs often have side effects that are discussed later on.
Every time a new drug comes out, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right.
And then after
a few
million people are using it,
we
discover the bad stuff.
Right. And this one has bad side effects too, but used carefully, used at the lower doses, the vast majority of patients are doing okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing for us was when we started hearing all of the positives, the cardiovascular impact and so many other effects, and then the fact that patients were able to maintain the weight loss once they came off of it. So at Longevity, we will be launching a program where patients that are not currently our patients but are just struggling with weight optimization can come in and we can help them with our protocols. It's not just all this medication.
Right.
This medication is part
it's
of
part
it.
Part of the protocol.
But there's a lot of education, teaching, a lot of medical assistant time, a lot of physician time, a lot of handouts. We've been working on this for months now,
yep.
and we are ready to launch come next month. So yep. first of next month,
wow.
anybody who's struggling with weight optimization but does not want our whole program
can come in just for weight loss.
That's right.
Wow.
Good.
Okay. That is something big and something new for the new year.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, are you ready to take some phone calls?
Yep.
Okay. Here is that number to get through today. If you have a question for Dr. Mixon or Dr. Umat, here is the number. And phone lines are open right now. 800-465-8770. And we have Craig on the line calling in from Tacoma. Good morning, Craig.
Hello, Craig.
Good morning. Good morning, all. How are we doing this morning?
Doing pretty darn good. It's not raining.
That's right.
Hey, I was thinking the same lines. Great minds think alike. Got a few more hours to escape that.
That's right.
Well, yeah, my question pertains to something I think has been discussed in the past, but I need a refresher course because I have a friend who's listening that has been told he needs to start taking a statin. And from my memory, there seems to be a connection between statins and something it depletes, and how CoQ10 supplements that. Is that mm-hmm. correct? And can you talk about that?
Yeah.
We can have a little refresher course.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's a variety of statins out there with, you know, varying degrees of side effects. But the worry with statins is that some people, not everybody, some people do great with them, but some people get fatigue, they get muscle aches, they get muscle weakness, they get confusion, memory issues, mood changes, because the statins don't just lower the cholesterol in your blood, they interfere with cholesterol metabolism in your entire body. So they interfere with cholesterol metabolism in your brain, your muscles, your gut, your heart, everywhere. And so, you know, cholesterol is necessary for life. It's not a decoration and it's not a bad thing. It's, for one thing, it's the mother hormone. All of your steroid hormones are made out of cholesterol. And we need cholesterol for every cell, actually. It requires cholesterol for its membrane. So, you know, we don't want to interfere with cholesterol metabolism too much. And some people, just like I was saying that I am hypersensitive to this semaglutide,
mm-hmm.
Some people are far more sensitive to the adverse effects of the statins than others.
Yeah.
So, but a consistent finding is it depletes coenzyme Q10 levels. So we tell everybody who's going to go on a statin that they need to be taking supplemental CoQ10 and a minimum of 200 milligrams a day and preferably 300 milligrams a day of CoQ10.
And it's wise to start loading before they start taking the statin.
Yes.
To minimize the possibility of side effects.
That's right. Start on the CoQ10, you know, several weeks before you start the statin, if you can.
Okay. Would there be like maybe an average level international units, or does it vary widely?
You know, many of the people on statins are overweight to start with. And so they're going to have a different metabolism and a different requirement than younger people. But in general, for most people, 200 milligrams a day of CoQ10 will do the job. And if you're okay, especially heavy, I'd go up to 300. Or if you're on a high dose of the statin, I'd do 300.
Yeah, my friend I'm talking about is about 6'4", about 205 pounds. So he's pretty close to where he needs to be weight-wise. He's not real overweight.
Yeah, but at my size, and I'm not on a statin, I take 200 to 300 milligrams a day of CoQ10 anyway, just because of my age.
Yeah, that sounds like what I think I do. But okay, great. That will be very helpful. And thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day and weekend, and Merry Christmas and the season.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Jerry, before we finish this topic, maybe we should say that starting a statin will also mean, as you mentioned earlier, that they'll automatically decrease all the downstream hormones, because the cholesterol blocker will affect all the steroid hormones that come from cholesterol.
Yeah, estrogen, testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, cortisol, pregnenolone, all of those hormones will go down when you're on a statin.
Okay. So. All right, Craig, thank you so much for that call. And there's room for you today. Get online or get on the phone line before the end of the show. We want to make sure we get to your questions about your health, maybe some symptoms that you're experiencing or a recent diagnosis. You don't quite understand what's happening with your body. Doctors are here. We'd love to talk with you and answer your questions. Give us a call at 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
And good morning, we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine on the radio today. We are live and in the studio waiting for your phone calls. And if you have a question, we would love to talk with you right now. Phone lines are open. Dr. Jerry Mixon here and Dr. Samira Umat. Maybe now would be a good time to talk about what's going on in the clinics. Longevity. We've got the Kirkland office looking amazing every single week. It gets better and better, and you got more people coming in. And I know you're working on a lot of things there.
There's lots going
on. Longevity patients.
There is so much going on. It's actually quite fun. And trying to juggle and keep my schedule in my head accurately has been a little bit of a challenge.
Well,
but I do have help.
Well, and your computer actually has a calendar.
It has actually lots of calendars.
Lots of calendars.
It has lots of things going on. But I do have help, and they keep me on track. So I love my team, my amazing, amazing team that I work with upstairs and at the other two locations, too. We had a little Christmas lunch recently, so everybody from Linwood came over. It was nice to see the Linwood team. So lots of things going on. The first thing is the IV fluids. We're really pushing that a lot because this is the time when people are getting sick, their immune system is compromised, they're not getting enough hydration, and we're just providing a little boost to their system with the IV therapies. And longevity patients always get a little additional discount than non-longevity patients. Mm-hmm. But this time what we decided to do was make it as a package and a gift. So if you buy a package of three, you can actually share it with friends and family. It could be your gift to your friends and family.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Interchange. So, you know, you can buy, you can keep them for yourself if you want.
Sure.
And you can use one treatment every month or whatever frequency you like. But if you have loved ones that you think will benefit from IV therapy of nutrients and vitamins and fluid, then you can give them one of your purchases as a gift, and they can come in and visit with us, and we'll take care of them. So we've sold several packages, and we're looking forward to offering you one if you're interested. But I've gotten one treatment already, and I did it after I got COVID, and my goodness, it really helped me a lot. So I was very grateful that I got that.
Yeah,
and I know the team upstairs is very happy. They're getting busier. They're so good at it now, and I really admire all of them. So Dr. Pentland heads that department along with my medical assistant and Elizabeth, and they're so good at it now. So that has come along well. Remember how I used to be so nervous when we first started?
Yes, I do.
That was brand new.
I'm sitting here smiling as you're talking about, you know, they're so good at it. Back in my country doctor days, I was out in a little small town. We didn't have much in the way of trained medical assistants. And so I would have to just kind of hire people and teach them to do needle sticks and venipunctures and stuff myself.
Really?
And I was the guinea pig.
And they would train on you?
And they would train on me. Yeah, so whenever I had a new employee, my arms would be sore and bruised for weeks because they would try and try and try until they learned to do it right.
Thank you for your sacrifice, Dr. Nixon. Wow. More ways
the trials of a country doctor. You know?
Yes. I mean, you know, I remember when we first started, it was a slow start for us, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's okay. We got to learn a lot from that. We kind of formalized our programs. We're doing it right. I'm okay with a slow start as long as I know that we're doing the right thing. And so far, all the feedback has been really positive. We've had patients who've had a cough or a flu or are feeling tired or are not just the best, that you know, and they just need a little bit of hydration, maybe some GI symptoms. And they all just turn around and feel better really quickly.
So, well, you know, I remember several years ago when you did the first IV on me.
Yes.
for not for this, but for the IV exosomes.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you didn't hurt me, but you got blood everywhere.
Well, it had been a long time, Jerry.
I know.
We're
but we got
people.
It done.
That's right.
And now.
And it didn't hurt, so it worked out.
And you know, now we have those new IV needles that actually there's not a single drop of blood.
That's right.
The minute they get into
that's
the
right.
needle, they click it and there's nothing that comes out.
Okay, that's what our listeners need to hear right now. Yeah, that was then, this is now.
That's right.
Blood all over. Yeah, we don't
progress,
want to
progress over time. That's right.
This is a good thing. The IV therapies, find out more about that at Longevity, and Bella Medica has some details on that as well. Very, very helpful. Lots of good information for you. LMClinic.com. Yeah, I think that would be a good gift. Maybe get a empty IV bag and roll it up and put it in the gift bag. With the no, because I don't want them to think it's a do-it-yourself.
No, it's not
okay,
a do-it-yourself.
Back to the drawing board. Let's take a call.
Okay.
We are headed to Seattle. We have Kay on the line. Hi there, Kay. Good morning.
Hello, Kay.
Good morning. Everybody's having a good time today.
We always have a good time.
Yes.
Kay. You know, I learned decades ago that there are two reasons to go to work, okay? If you're making enough money, you'll put up with less fun. If you're having less fun or having enough fun, you'll put up with less money.
There you go.
If you're having money and fun, that's the best of all worlds. And if you're not making money or having fun, you're going to ask, what the heck am I doing here?
What are you
here?
Doing? What are you doing?
So, all right, Kay, how can we help?
I'm wondering, I'm noticing in the last probably year off and on, but quite a bit more lately, that I have an odor about me, and I'm and it's the food that I'm eating, and and I'm wondering, is there some kind of supplement that you can take to help with digestion? Because I'm assuming it's a digestion situation.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
what do you
it
think?
Almost certainly is. It almost certainly
is.
I see Samara here smiling and nodding her head. Do you have something specific you want to offer her?
Well, yeah, our betaine.
Okay.
Betaine hydrochloride, because as you get older, the amount of acid in the stomach decreases, which affects the ability for you to digest nutrients and vitamins.
And so, proteins especially.
And yes. And so if you're thinking it's a digestive issue and you're not getting enough nutrition in, then definitely betaine hydrochloride.
Yeah. It increases the acid in the stomach so that you can break down the foods in the stomach more efficiently. And that way they're kind of half pre-digested when they hit the gut and the pancreatic enzymes go to work on them.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing is that sometimes older people will have inadequate pancreatic function, and they need more proteases and lipases, which can be bought separately.
Yeah, digestive enzymes, those you'd have to buy separately, but they also can affect your digestion and help you.
Right. So that's two things. The
can you spell those for me?
The betaine is B-E-T-A-I-N-E. Betaine hydrochloride, HCl.
Yeah. Yeah, and the hydrochloride is just abbreviated HCl.
Yeah, but when you're taking that, just be careful that you take that with your largest meal of the day and start with just one pill first, because it can cause some stomach pain because of the acid.
What you want to do is you start eating, and then you take the pill partway through the meal, and then you eat more to finish it up.
Right.
And that way the acid is mixed with the food and isn't just sitting in an empty stomach.
Okay. Okay, and that was called betaine?
Yeah.
Betaine hydrochloride.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it written fast enough. B-E-T-A-I-N-E. Oh, I-N-E. Okay. And these are supplements that they're not, you know, like you see all these acid things, you know, that are not good for you to take.
Now, those are actually designed to turn off stomach acid. But the problem with older people is we don't make enough. Okay, our acid content decreases with age. And as we lose acid with age, we become less and less able to absorb iron or any of the B vitamins. And so that's why older people are often deficient in the B vitamins or iron, because they don't have enough acid in their stomach to allow them to digest and absorb them.
And that would also be why all of a sudden I've gotten really tired too, correct? Because I'm not getting the nutrition from the food?
Yeah, it certainly that could be. Yeah. That is one potential reason. Obviously, I hate to say that is the reason, because I haven't examined you or done the lab work or anything else, but that is one possibility.
Okay, super. And you guys obviously have this Betaine?
We have it in our little company
in
store.
In your arsenal. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I appreciate
right
it.
Down the hall.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Kay. And what do we call it on Longevity on the website? Is it called Betaine hydrochloride?
Yeah.
Or does it have a fancy name?
No.
Like
no.
Just
what it is.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have digestive enzymes. We just, when Dr. Mixon first created them, he was very careful to just have one ingredient and that, you know, so that it wouldn't complicate the issue. People knew what they were getting, knew how much they were getting. He was able to put higher concentration in one pill, so they're not taking three or four pills.
Ah.
Now, over time, some have, you know, more than one, but by far and away, it's very easy in our clinic.
That's right.
It's very easy.
Very good. All right. We're going to head to what? Colorado Springs. We have Carol on the line. Hi there, Carol. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Carol.
Good morning. How are you all today?
We are
so
well.
Good. Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're doing great. How can we help you, dear?
Well, I am suffering from Lister's corn or Lister's whatever it is on my toe. And it's under the toe, and it is extremely painful. And so I was hoping you might have some advice on how that should be treated.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about out of my area of expertise.
I'm glad to hear that, because that means you've never had one.
Yes, that's right. I've never had one. So, I don't know. I mean, podiatrists have a whole lot of very aggressive surgeries, but there are people that also start just with protecting that with kind of a circular pad that has a hole in the center to take the pressure off the corn. But what are you thinking?
Well, I am seeing a podiatrist, but I just figured that I know that your wisdom is so widespread. I figured I would just take a shot at it and see if you happen to have focused on that in a particular area. It usually takes somebody to get one in order to get somebody's attention.
Do you have it on the top of the foot, or is it on the bottom of the foot?
Bottom.
On the bottom. So
it's on the bottom and on the edge.
On the edge. So, you know, Dr. Mixon is right. They can cut out a little piece so that you can give it a little breathing room. But a bone spur could also cause it. So, you know, we're just talking about accommodation. You really should see a podiatrist.
Yep.
You should have some x-rays taken so that they can tell you exactly what you need to get done.
Yeah. Because, you know, generally, the over-the-counter treatment is just to take the pressure off it, and that's why they've kind of put a foam pad with a hole in the middle around it.
Mm.
But the podiatrists actually go in and will, you know, shave off that portion of the bone. So,
well, he's done some shaving off of the wart, but I think there has to be more aggressive treatment, and he hasn't had an X-ray done, and I think that would probably be a very good idea.
Yeah,
but
because
asleep.
Yeah, if there's a bony prominence underneath there that's causing it to rub, then everything you do short of getting rid of that little extra piece of bone is going to be a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have always enjoyed listening to you for years and years. It's been a joy. I
well,
have
good.
Went
Thank
to
you.
The one of the long ago seminars that you
uh-huh.
presented.
Mm.
And so,
yep.
But of course, leaving Seattle, I had to keep a few Seattle special things in my life. So mm. you uh-huh. are one of those special things.
Well, oh, good.
You. You know, it's kind of interesting. We are we are gearing up for the first part of the year, for January. I am making a series of videos on topics of interest to we folks with a little bit of age under our belts. You know, so we talk about everything from breast cancer to, you know, to libido, to all the things that involve us. So I've got probably a 45 or 50 videos I'm going to be putting on YouTube and on a special website. Mm. And we were just talking yesterday yeah, yeah. about actually redoing a seminar.
Oh, really?
Like the ones I used to do
uh-huh.
and videoing that
yes.
and cutting it into segments and putting it on the yeah. online so that people could actually see the seminar from home.
Nice. Oh, great idea.
That's a great idea.
Like that.
So somewhere in the first quarter, we'll probably get that done.
All right. Well,
by about March.
All right.
Dr. Mixon coming to a video stream near you.
Right.
Thank you so much, Carol, for your call.
Thank you, Carol. Bye-bye,
it's
dear.
It's a joy to be able to connect with you.
Okay, bye.
So good
Thank
to hear
you
from
call.
You, and Merry Christmas. Sure. Here's the number to get through, like Carol, Kay, and Craig this morning, 800-465-8770. Phone lines are wide open right now, 800-465-8770. We'll be right back. With a little Christmas spin on there for you.
And in the
Good
break,
morning.
We just talked about Hanukkah.
Yes, we were talking about Hanukkah. And do you want to retell that
and
story?
And as always, Dr. Mixon was enlightening us.
Yes, he was. And I, you know, kind of knew, but didn't really. And so you always give just the perfect the, information. It's
the,
like, okay, yes.
Very brief. Okay, well, Hanukkah. Now, generally, it's Christmas and Hanukkah come close together.
Very close, yeah.
So they're very, very different celebrations, of course. Mm-hmm. Actually, Hanukkah in some ways is a celebration of a slaughter. but the cleaned up version is it's the re-celebration of the temple, the rededication of the temple. Mm-hmm. But about 170, 180 years B.C., the Greeks basically controlled Jerusalem and had defiled the temple and chased the Jews out. And a Jewish zealot named Judah Maccabee raised an army to attack the Greeks, and he drove them out, slaughtering them by their thousands. Forcibly circumcising many of their survivors, which I don't know
wow.
if that was better or worse than being
oh.
slaughtered to start with, but was able to then gain Jewish control of the temple again mm. and rededicate the temple. But they could only find the temple dedication was supposed to last 8 days, but they could only find enough pure dedicated oil to light the lamps for 1 day.
Oh. Mm.
But they decided to give it a try, and the lamps miraculously burned for 8 days with 1 day supply of oil. Mm. Hence, Hanukkah is the celebration, the festival of lights.
Okay. And oh, and the menorah.
And you light the menorah.
Okay.
That's right. With the one central candle and the other eight. Mm. And so that's the festival of lights. And so today we don't like to make our religious holidays about slaughters.
No.
And so we've kind of pushed that part of it to the side, and it's now the rededication of the temple mm-hmm. and the miraculous burning of the lamp for 8 days instead of just the 1 day supply of oil.
Mm-hmm.
See?
I
okay.
did not know
there
that.
There we go.
But Hanukkah is based on the lunar the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar that mm-hmm. Christians use. And so usually it's in the winter close to Christmas. And since Christians do all the lights and the Christmas trees and with the bright lights everywhere, and since Hanukkah is the festival of lights, mm-hmm. it has come to have an affinity for each other, even though they're very, very different holidays with different traditions.
Very good. Oh, thank you for that clarification. I'd heard of the Festival of Lights and the menorah, but not the other that had been,
yes,
you know.
No, I had some Jewish friends when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as teenage boys will be, they taught me to swear in Yiddish.
But, of course they did.
He won't be doing any of that on the show.
But I don't
today.
Do that on the air, no.
No, no.
In fact, I actually think my Yiddish scatological vocabulary has faded dramatically over the last decades.
Okay. So. That might be a good thing, right, Dr. Umat?
Yeah, there are some things you're just
thing.
As well to forget.
That's right.
There we go. Oh, thank you, Dr. Mixon. Taking your calls today, your questions, your comments on, no, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Headed to Bothell now, and Lori is on the line. Hi there, Lori. Good morning.
Hello, Lori.
Hi. I'm calling for my daughter. She's 30 years old. And she got a phone call from the hormones that she's taking. And they said that she's on estradiol, uh-huh. 0.375, 1 milligram, 2 millimeters, Lipoderm, 35. And they want to change it to Versabase because they don't make Lipoderm. Is there a difference between the two?
Yes. Yeah. You're talking about giving the same amount of hormone in a different base. Okay. Versabase okay. is a hypoallergenic base that almost nobody has a reaction to. We use it for a okay. lot of our custom compounded hormones. But some people don't absorb as well from that as others. Everybody's skin is a bit different. And so the Lipoderm is a base that is lipid, that is a fat-based. And so it gets through the skin more efficiently. Okay. So blood levels tend to be a little higher with the Lipoderm than they do with the Versabase. So with Versabase, they may require a little higher concentration of the hormone or a little more cream to be applied. And so, you know, the important thing is what's in the blood when they test her after they make the change. And I would say if it was our patient, within about 2 weeks of making the change, we'd want to recheck her hormone levels and see where they were.
That's right. And sometimes when patients have been on one base for a long time, they get skin fatigue mm-hmm. and absorption levels change. And when we can't figure out any other cause, then we do change the base as well.
That's right.
And to see whether their absorption will be improved with a different base.
Yeah. Now, I'm a little surprised to hear that that compound pharmacy is out of Lipoderm because it's a... Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very standard, it's manufactured by thousands of gallons at a time. I mean, most compounding farmers have it. It may just be that particular compounding group is out of it in their supply, and they may have it back again in a week or two.
Yeah, they didn't want to stop it. It was, instead of having it every 3 months, they were going to do it every 30 days. So the one that she wanted for 3 months, because of money situations, the Versabase would be covered every 3 months. And otherwise, she has to stay on the Lipoderm for 30 days.
I see. Well, and that's fat. See, Lipoderm is fat soluble. Mm. And at room temperature, mm-hmm. it often goes rancid. It has kind of a, some people think, quite offensive odor when it gets old. Whereas the Versabase okay. is very stable and won't go rancid no matter what you do.
Mm. Okay, so then she should probably stay on the Lipoderm then in every 30 days.
Or she could, but like I said, the only downside of switching to the Versabase is that she might have to check her blood levels again after she makes the change.
Okay. And she might need a higher dose.
Yeah, she might need a slightly higher dose to keep her blood levels where they've been. That's all.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I was just curious because we didn't understand what they meant by that.
Sure, that's all.
I didn't know the difference between the two.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah. No, very good question.
No, it
about,
is.
And sometimes compounding pharmacies will substitute the bases, but we ask our pharmacies to let us know because it affects levels. We check levels anyways.
Yes.
But we'll just check them a little bit more frequently. And then the only other thing is that when you're using a compounding pharmacy, just make sure they're ones that are supervised by a pharmacy board. Mm-hmm. And that just makes all the difference because pharmacy boards then will watch over them and they actually provide the bases that are more standardized. Mm-hmm. And so pharmacies have to pay a lot for that. So sometimes they kind of don't want to do that.
Sometimes they're trying to keep the price down and that means that they cut corners on the supervision.
Yeah.
So,
but just go to somebody that is, you know, being supervised by a pharmacy board.
Yep.
All right. Very well. We're going to go to a break here in just a few minutes. Before we do that, waiting for that next call at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Thought we could talk a bit about seasonal depression at this time of year and what longevity is doing for their patients.
You know, this is the time. Talk about oxytocin? No.
Well, you know, this is the time of year, and especially with Christmas coming up.
Yeah,
that can
right.
be a, you know, we're all happy in here, but there are some that are
And if you're having seasonal depression, of course, my favorite prescription is 2 weeks on a sunny beach in the Caribbean.
That will do it.
But,
Are you providing the means for people to do that?
Yeah. I provide a prescription. That's up to them and their spouse.
There you go. Yes.
No, that's fun.
Yes.
I mean, there's lots of things we can do, right, Jerry?
Sure.
I mean, first of all, simple. Stay as active as possible.
Okay,
make sure you're eating the right foods. Make sure you're getting the right amount of sleep. Sleep is important. And yes, you know, during the holiday times when friends and families are getting together, for some people, it can be stressful. Mm-hmm. It can also be a downer for people who cannot be with family and friends. So there's lots of things that go on and you want to be a little bit sensitive. But again, it's all a mindset. You know, I sent this quote to the team, I think, at Thanksgiving time, and it was from a country singer. He had written this and I sent it to them and it just said that when I started counting my blessings, my life changed.
Oh.
And so you have to change your mindset a little bit. And when you start counting all the things that you're grateful for in your life, and everybody has at least something they are grateful for.
This is true, yes.
Your perspective on life changes a little bit. And then with that, there are medical reasons, no doubt. There are hormonal reasons, nutritional deficiencies, and there's so many other causes. And at our clinic, you know, we focus in on the nutritional, the functional medicine approach, and the hormonal basis. And honestly, it has made a difference in so many people's lives. You just give them the right hormonal balance, and they all of a sudden, they're thinking clearer, they're feeling better, they're able to accomplish what they like in life, which just compounds the benefits.
Yes.
People need to have a reason. People need to be productive and feel useful. And, you know, obviously, the anabolic hormone load has a lot to do with how we feel about ourselves and the mental and emotional energy necessary to get out and do stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Even little stuff like the walk in the neighborhood and admire the lights outside. Get that fresh air. Those are all things that can definitely help. We will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine and your calls, 800-465-8770. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Medicine is back, and you know they say that music takes you back every time you hear a song. Every time I hear this song, I always think way back to about 20 years ago when I had my daughters and their little friends in the back of my mom's soccer van, all going to gymnastics. We're all headed to, and we went on the bouncy road because they want, and we were blasting this song, and they were just bouncing and singing along, and on their way to their gymnastics class. They were all about
Such
6 years old.
Such a happy song.
It is. It really is. And they knew, you know, they were fully, you know, and the words they didn't know. La, 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 Feliz Navidad. Yes, it was so sweet. So every time I hear that song, I go back all about right. 2 decades. So, Leading Edge Medicine here with your calls, 800-465-8770. The phone lines are open. We are live in the studio today. Would love to talk to you. Dr. Umat is here. Dr. Mixon is here. And we do have an off-air question. A caller wants to know of any supplements to increase your immune system. What do we have that we can do? Let's talk about that.
Well, I can tell you what I do whenever I start to get a sniffle.
Okay.
Which fortunately is not very often.
Okay.
but do several things. First, I start popping the zinc tablets because zinc has been shown very clearly to interfere with viral metabolism. Mm. It's a great antivirus drug. And so if I'm getting that, I will take not one of the zinc chewables so much, but one of those zinc pills you're supposed to swallow, and I just let it kind of melt in my mouth. It gives me that very potent metallic zinc taste, but it fills my whole pharynx and airway, and I get a much higher upper airway zinc load to help zap the
virus. Interesting. Never done that before.
And I had heard of people doing the swabs in the nose.
They make a nasal swab too. Okay. Zicam.
That's in the nose. Okay.
And then I use berberine. And I will take two of our berberine capsules 3 times a day. Uh-huh. And I take Immune Factor E, which is another supplement we have.
Echinacea.
That I will use, again, 2-3 times a day, so 6 capsules a day.
Yeah.
But usually what will happen is when I hit it with that regimen, I get a kind of an immunoburst, and whatever it is goes away within 24 to 36 hours.
Right. And I actually love our echinacea, our Immune Factor E. So if anybody's interested, you know, this is tried on the patient. Actually, it was an accidental discovery. A patient of mine many years ago mentioned to me that she was getting sick all the time during the course of the year. Mm. And so I told her to take 1 Immune Factor E every day. And a year later, she came back and she said, you know what? I haven't gotten sick this whole year.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I don't know what combination of factors played a role in it, but the new thing that we had done was add echinacea to her regimen. And I'm sure there must be other things too. But it's just one of those things that I'm very fond of. And so when anybody in my family gets sick, I actually put a bottle on the kitchen counter.
There you go. Take this now.
That's right.
Every time you walk by, take one.
Take one, yes.
Are you hungry?
Take one.
Take Immune Factor E instead.
Yeah, take that first. Okay, those are good things. Good things to know. All right, thank you for that question, by the way. We're headed to Tacoma. John has a question for the doctors. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine, John.
Hello, John.
Good morning, sirs. Hey, I've been pestering you here lately about a prostate thing going on. I finally got my biopsy, and we had a meeting about the results. And I was just wondering if there's something I'm missing. Well, that's not what I'm not missing anything. I've got the information. Their suggestions on treatment. I'm don't have anybody else I can bump it against.
Feel free. I'll do my best. That's what I'm here for.
Anyway, what information do you need from me to?
Well, did it come back as a malignancy? Do you have a cancer?
I have something going on. It's a.
What did the biopsy show?
We're losing you there. What was that, John?
Six. You're breaking up, yeah.
Okay, Gleason score?
Oh. Yeah, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gleason 6. That's good news.
And the glass, it's a left transition zone. Then there's a Gleason 3+4 prostate cancer involving right base. Okay, four out of eight core biopsies. So four out of eight biopsies positive for prostate cancer.
Mm. Okay.
Highest grade is Gleason 3 plus 4.
Seven.
Yeah.
And then clinical stage Tango 1, little Charlie.
Okay. So you don't have invasion or metastasis. They're aware of,
yeah,
at least.
No.
That's all good news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
nothing malignant.
Well, no, that is malignancy. It is a cancer.
Well, that's, I mean,
so, yeah, no metastasis is
oh,
what
okay.
they're saying. Okay. All right, so it's localized to the prostate, and it sounds, just from your description, it's as though it's in the lower part of the prostate, mm-hmm. and that's kind of good news. Now, the four out of seven biopsies it was positive in, were these biopsies?
Four out of eight.
Were these directed biopsies at a lesion that they found in with an MRI, or were they just kind of a random biopsy through the prostate?
They went in rectally and took them.
I understand that.
So I guess they were guided.
Yeah, but did they do it with MRI or ultrasound guidance so that they were aiming right at a lesion?
Evidently, because I did have an MRI.
Okay, good.
And then I had the biopsy done in okay. the office, so
yeah. The reason I ask that, is that, see, eight cores is a little unusual. If you're doing random biopsies, back in the older days before we used the MRIs to localize the lesion, they would often just do 12 random biopsies to hit every segment of the prostate. And so if they're doing eight, that tells me they were actually aiming at a smaller area. But if they got four of the eight positive, that either says one of two things. Either there's a lot of cancer scattered around there, or they're biopsying in a very small area where the cancer is. My guess is it's probably that second one. Okay. So then the question is, what are you going to do about it? Now, I am hopeful that they have also sent those tumor samples out for genetic analysis.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, you might want to check with your doctor, okay? See if they sent them out for genome analysis. We now know the genetic characteristics of indolent, slow-growing tumors versus the very aggressive ones that tend to spread fast, okay?
Yeah.
And so whenever I want somebody to get a biopsy, one of the things I really want that surgeon to do is to send it out for genetic analysis. Because if it comes back with the genetic characteristics of an indolent tumor, we're not going to do anything else for a while. Okay. An indolent tumor, you can sit and watch. Statistically, if you've got a Gleason 6 or 7, you've only got about a 7% chance over the next 15 years that it's going to grow and cause you problems. So people with a 6-7 and a reassuring genetic profile, I'd be very happy to just say, okay, you got it, but it's probably never going to cause you any problems. And we would just sit tight. We would do your MRIs periodically. We'd follow your PSA. But as long as your PSA was not zooming up and your MRI did not show significant growth, we wouldn't do anything, okay? The worry is that other 7% or so. Okay, the 93% that doesn't grow is fine. The other 7%, they can spread and cause problems. The reason for the genetic analysis is it'll warn us who's most likely got one of those 7% that are going to cause trouble.
Yeah.
With them, you want to intervene as early as possible. Now, the good news is, even there, It sounds from your report as though your tumor is probably localized to the base, to the lower part of the prostate. That's the easiest part to get to surgically. And so people with a lower localized lesion, you can often not even have to take out the whole prostate. They can actually go in with those and do a regional destruction with focused ultrasound or cryotherapy or focal laser therapies and destroy that lower part of the prostate that contains the tumor and let you keep most of your prostatic function. The reason for that is if you can get away with that, you don't get retrograde ejaculation, so that when you have sex, your ejaculate doesn't end up back in your bladder, or at least you still have ejaculate. And you are much less likely to have bladder control issues. When you do a big piece of the prostate or the whole prostate, it's very, very common to have control issues with your bladder for, you know, 3 months to a year, and some people never get control of their bladder back. You know, which is, can be very distressing and a pain. So if it turns out that it's an indolent tumor, and if they did the genetic studies and it's reassuring, and if it's truly localized to the lower part of the prostate, you're in good shape. Okay.
Yeah. What they recommended was, life expectancy, plus 10 years. Best options, active surveillance versus radiation treatment.
Yep. And active surveillance is where you usually want to start, because radiation treatment most of the time will either do bowel burns or bladder burns. That's what he was saying. Yeah. And if you're going to do radiation, I would do proton radiation, because they can focus that better than the other external beams.
Yeah. So they got me set up every 6 months, PSA.
Good. No. Sounds like they're doing exactly what I would want them to do.
That's what I wanted to hear.
All right. Oh, John, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much for the reassurance. And okay. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care.
All right.
John.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine. We're going to talk more about testosterone and prostate cancer.
That was excellent, Dr. Mixon.
Yes, with our next
very
caller.
Reassuring.
Stay right there.